2023, 9:01 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting this morning. Do we have any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move down the agenda. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 471050 through 471110. No warrants. One journal entry or transfer.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda is approval of previous meeting minutes.
I have no questions.
Questions?
Okay. She says she does or doesn't.
Has no questions.
Okay. Move to approve regular session minutes for March 21st, 2023, and March 20th, 2023, and executive session minutes for March 20th of 2023.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. One copy in there. Yeah. Should be three in there total. Moving on down the agenda, next we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We will be moving the appointment for Transportation Advisory Board to 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Next down on the agenda will be the Taney County financial statement. We have County Clerk Ms. Stephanie Spencer with us.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. I prepared the financial statement with the help and assistance of the collector, the auditor, and the treasurer. It is ready for your approval.
Mr. Clark, you looked over everything, numbers?
Correct. Me, the treasurer, and the
collector.
Did we add a signature line a few years ago? Do you guys remember? Or was that something else?
Did we add the auditor's signature line? I know we talked about it. Is that what you're talking about?
I didn't see it on last year's.
Okay. I was thinking in the past we added a signature line.
I think it'd be appropriate to have the auditor's signature line there as he goes over everything.
I can add it for you if you'd like.
Is this something we want to look at for the next year?
By adding the line, that will not change anything about the form, so could we approve it with the addition of the signature line added?
I think it just needs to be entered into record according to statute 50.815.
Okay. Nick, have you read this as far as what we're...
The statute, signing? Yeah.
Well, I know what we're signing.
Correct, on the back page.
I do not see that the additional signature is required by statute, but if the commission would like it, yes, yeah. We can add it.
No, it's not required by statute. We just discussed it last year that
okay.
As a first-class county, Ben's the auditor, goes over everything.
Sure.
that it would be a good idea, but that's
okay. I will note
it's
that.
All agreeable. Thank you.
So do you just want to add it for next year, or do you want to try and add it contingent upon, or just enter record, and then how do you guys want to do it?
I'll take a recommendation on this.
It would only take a minute to add the auditor's signature line.
Okay. If you want to.
I'll amend the document to add auditor's signature. Move to approve the financial statement for 2022 for Taney County with the change of adding auditor signature.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And this is the original, so I don't know.
I think I'd just turn off a new form.
Okay, with it.
Yeah. And the reason is we're attesting to something that we are taking their word on.
Correct. So everyone that reviewed.
That's why we'd like to, because we're the ones in violation of the law, not them.
Right.
Well, the statute, I think, gives those, you know, signing it.
Right. So I mean, that's why we discussed it in the past. For you.
Yeah.
I'm just curious as to why.
Thank you. Next on our agenda is Library Board presentation. Good morning, ladies. How are you today?
Good. Thank you.
Good.
Debbie, you can raise it up on the side.
It's on the side, right here.
If it'll stay up.
There you go. Thank you. I'm just a tall person. Thank you for seeing us today. We have been together since you appointed us for July 1st last year. I'm Debbie Redford. I'm the chair of the board. And this is Annie Hershen, and she is the treasurer of the board. We wanted to bring you up to date on what we've done so far, our research, and our recommendation in terms of a levy, and to talk to you about your timeline for getting that to you. We've been meeting two times a month since the inception, sometimes three times a month. We've visited other libraries. We've talked to other libraries about the history of their starting and understanding the financial aspects of running the library. We've also talked to people about financing, various options for financing. We'll discuss that with you. We've done a survey of the community. Annie will get into that shortly. We've developed an understanding of the cost of a levy to the taxpayer and the projected needs and how to figure out the cost of a levy. And that was a true education for all of us. We've had considerable discussion about the debating of the levy, the timing, as well as future budgets. We've visited with the private library, which is Taney Hills Library, which currently runs the library, and developed a working title, which is Community Library Center of the Ozarks, the Branson Hollister School Districts. We'd like to make a recommendation to the commissioners regarding vote with the rest of our discussion. And Andy's going to report on the survey and data points, as well as developing an understanding as to why we're recommending the levy we are.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having us here. And I think what Debbie and I both want to share is that we'd love to hear your feedback and response to some of the, so we can just better understand how we want to move forward. But as she said, one of the first things we did was we wanted to get an understanding of what the community at large was feeling about this. So we sent out a survey. The questions, we had five questions and then a sixth with just open feedback to hear responses back, good, bad, otherwise. 90% of those that came back were in favor of the publicly funded library. With the majority of those, 90% of those folks being registered voters in Taney County. So those are the first two questions we asked. we asked how often they come to it to get an understanding of who is already coming to see us, with a majority of them obviously coming at least monthly, almost 75%. 5% of the respondents who came back said that they've never been to Taney Hills Library, and then the remainder is just a couple of times. Programs that people would like to see, overwhelmingly, education. They want to see an increase in the educational programs. The current library has an offering. It's limited just based on size and what they can do. So they want to see that. The other big thing that we saw, no surprise, was an increase in options for books to read, whether it be ebooks, access to more books in the library itself, but just and that really showed up in the written responses as well. A lot of people talking about during COVID they couldn't get out, and so having the opportunity to access ebooks was kind of a segue in. Tech, obviously, access to Wi-Fi, but also to printers and computers, ways to get a hold of that. We see that already in the private library. And then the other big thing that they want to see more of and maybe more robustly would be children's program and offerings. Would you support, if it was on the ballot? We asked that in a couple of different ways. One was, would you support it to provide access to the entire community, meaning regardless of whether or not you use it, would you still support it? 64% said yes. To improve quality of life for this community, 13% said yes. And then after that, it was a maybe at 12%, just based on, you know, whether or not my family would use it, maybe. Which is really the people that we're interested in looking at. And then there was the final question on there was, or response was, no, I just don't support tax increase, period. We wanted to get an understanding of that, and that was 4% of those that responded. So a total of 467 responses. Not a huge amount of people, but if you play the survey game, you know that surveys are hard to get responses to. We sent it out not to our patrons. We sent it out actually to different groups in the area, trying to just get a sense of everybody that's out there versus we know our patrons that are already seeing the library, are in favor of the library. We wanted to get a sense of what the community wanted. The other, in our reporting, as Debbie shared, we also looked at other counties in the area, what they're doing, how they have levied their library. What we found out was there's three counties in the entire state that do not have a library. Taney County is the only first-class library without a library, so we're one of three, and we're the only first-class. We also looked at kind of the surrounding community. So Springfield or Greene County, theirs is a 0.25 levy. Stone County is 0.10. I'm looking at Debbie to ensure I have those numbers right. Christian County 0.2. Was 0.2. Our recommendation is that we seek an increase of 0.18. Now, we got to those numbers, and I will say there was some lively debate around that. When we walked in the door, everybody felt very differently until we started looking at the actual cost for what the library would receive versus what the taxpayer would pay. And so recognizing that there's that tension there, that we want to be, we want something that is reasonable for both ends, and that's where we landed on the 0.18.
Do you have that information as far as what the taxpayer would pay?
Let's see. Based on 2022, taxpayer for a 0.18 would be $51.30 for a home of $150,000.
That's assessed value.
Assessed value.
$170,000 assessed value home would be $58.14. A home assessed at $250,000 would be $85.50. And a home assessed at $350,000 would be $119.70. And it's very important in this campaign for people to understand, which I'm not sure that they do, their assessed value is not the real property value. It's only 19% of what their real property value is.
So if you were just to say it's a $100,000 home, be paying tax, then there wouldn't be any confusion. if you handle Ms. Worth 150 or 200,000.